Blog Talk Radio.
Maybach music.
Money over everything. Self-made. But right now, shout it. You looking like money. You talking about real money. Huh? Yeah. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. She got me caught up in the moment.
She got me caught up in the moment.
She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
I only kiss her when she on it. Fuck her good, make her call me in the moment. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me.
Yeah, temporary forever. Levitate with a nigga. I can teach you till you hate me, but you hate them navel kisses. We can do like eight positions. Hit it till your makeup missing. Baby girl, my stoke official. And you know I paint that picture. Hoes on my line. Most of them nine. Couple of them down, but all my hoes is hard to find. And I ain't always on the prowl. It's just my soul to mix it brown. Got me quite open for a while. So let me in or let me out. And I like my marijuana bright. And I like my window tinted out. Shout out them strippers. Hustle, get yours, you know what this about. I just might throw a big amount. Don't know if I'm supposed to take you out. I just know that I'm supposed to praise you up. Don't mean I ain't supposed to take you down. Bird up.
My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me.
My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. Every time she fuck me, she say, can I have some money? And I say, can I get a threesome? She say, boy, you funny. But I be like, for real, just pick up that phone, call one of your girls when I'm on that pill and I pop that perk. Girl, I put in that work. Long as she come to me first, it's 14 racks. What I put on that purse, that Birkin bag. Make an old dude mad when I murk through passing that dark blue jacket. She like my style, but I talk too fast. And I got that drive, she just might crash. Hold up. She say she fucking with me the long way. She gon' ride the stick, I had a long day. Nigga look at my bitch, she looking the wrong way. Something mean look exactly just like the song say.
My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. She got me caught up in the moment,
got me caught up in the moment.
She got me caught up in the moment,
got me caught up in the moment.
I only kiss her when she on
it.
Fuck her good, make her call me in the morning.
Maybach
music.
It sound like 007 on Instagram.
Yeah. James, gold all in my chain, gold all in my ring, gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain, gold all in my ring, gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch. This ain't for no fuck, nigga. You a real nigga, then fuck with me. This one for the hood, nigga. Hips the bitches that shop at Lenny.
dark skinned, light skinned, Asian and white women. Hype beast, we know about you. Don't buy shoes unless they're popular. For the hoes, my nigga, that pussy poppin' that Magic City. Got that strong, my nigga. Then come match that shit with me. Smoking me, my nigga. Then don't pass that shit to me. This one for my nigga. And bitches buy that money.
Cash out.
Got a law, chest of bread, them bad hoes that honest.
Uh-huh.
I don't fuck with no snitches, so don't tell me who tellin'.
Nope.
This one for them colleges, them bad hoes that spell. Shout out to them freshmen on Instagram, straight flexin'. Pop the molly, I'm sweatin'. Pop the molly, I'm sweatin'. Mama always told me, boy, count your blessings.
Count them all.
In God, I trust, so I kept counting them frankly. I'm too sly, you know this. Let me give your ass a checklist. One gold watch, two gold chains, six gold rings, it's none.
God damn.
OG joint, them hot socks, no shirt on, I'm stunned.
Okay.
And this song for them fuck niggas who hating on you this summer.
Fuck.
Talk shit behind your back, but won't say shit in public. Fuck.
Yeah.
Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, nigga, nigga. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, nigga, nigga. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
So you were Haitians. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Is a bitch. 100K I spun that on my wrist. $200 spun that on your bitch. Do me your model, put that on my list. Oh, there he go in that foreign again. Killing the scene, bring the core in the end. Murder she wrote, swallow a choke. Hit her and go, I won't call her again. Woke up, run it in my own it. Crib as big as a college. Smoke me a pound of the loudest. Whipping some shit with no mileage. Diamonds cost me a fortune. Them horses all in them Porsches. You put this game how to afford it. 4,200 my mortgage. Falling on niggas like Corbin. Fuck all you haters, you call me. Only the real get a piece of the plate. Reppin' my city and runnin' my state. Keep me a pistol, they run with the case. Niggas won't beef, then I bitches to play. Bang.
I come looking for you a Haitians. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hatin'.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Again, let go that flow, bringing tragedy in. Top me a chain, your salary spent. Niggas is sweet, bring them cavities in. Counting money, hourly trend. Rolling them skinny like Olsen twins. Niggas is squares, cabinet bins. Neck full of gold, Olympian shit. Demons, I'm blowing the check on the gear. Falling some pussy, then hop on the leer. Strap with them choppers in back of the rear. Sock passe, them killers is here. Woke up early, they mounted. Mine is telling me money. Paper, moolah. Pockets as fat as a tumor. Me and that nigga, no rumor. Living my life off a tuna. Wanted with me, I deliver the beast. Real niggas only enjoying the feast. Pull up a seat, bon appetit. No Louboutins when that red on your sleep. Bang, 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 bang.
I come looking for you a Haitian. I stay smoking on good Jamaican.
bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
The dope boys, it's all they taking, fingerprints on a Rolls Royce. It's why they hating, push a button on his broke boys. As detonation, walk the road to riches bare feet. Me, I watch mama struggle, now she living carefree. That's why I hustle for that half a key, that 12G. I'm trying to bubble every summer on LP. You gotta love me, I got shooters out the D-League. Signing bonus, hit that man, that's from 30 feet. Left in the puddle, fingerprints is on a honey meal. That's what it is, Ricky Rose and Nate Hood. We hella trill, yeah.
I come looking for you, a hate.
What you know about this?
I stay smoking on good Jamaican.
We the best.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. 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 I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Wake your ass up. What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is 11 minutes after 8 out here, 8 a.m. in the morning and shit. You know what I'm saying? Wake your ass up because I'm trying to wake my ass up. You know what I'm saying? What's going on? The high is 57 degrees out here right now. The high today is going to be 74 degrees. It is starting to get hot out here. Motherfuckers starting to act crazy and shit. You know what I'm saying? I hope everybody slept well. You know what I'm saying? I did. I slept pretty good and shit like that there. Just starting to get harder. Waking up in the morning and shit like that. So I have to get my ass up. And I'm up before y'all get up. You know what I'm saying? So up this morning, getting things together. Of course, y'all know I'm getting ready to go on. We're about to do our season finale, you know what I'm saying, this week, I know I'm off tomorrow, if not Thursday or Friday or something like that, probably do our season finale because I know I got a lot of moving to do, I got a lot of things coming up, and we got new shows coming up starting next month. We'll be back on, around about the second week in March. Got some new shows, some new co-hosts, you know what I'm saying, some new things going on, stuff like that. So the morning show is growing. I want to thank everybody for listening and tuning in and riding with me in the morning. Big shout-out to the LVPPWs, you know what I'm saying. They tuned in. Yeah, I talked about y'all's ass yesterday and shit because I ain't seen nobody, but it's all good. I see y'all definitely in the building this morning. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my co-host, Tara. You know what I'm saying? She didn't change her name again, so I don't know who she is today and everything like that. So it's all good. You know what I mean? So today we kind of just kicking on the morning show. You know what I'm saying? Yesterday we kind of we went over the verdict trial of the Thug Murder Music case. I mean, a Thug Music murder case. You know what I'm saying? So today we're going to go over certain headlines like, I know they're still having big storms out there on the East Coast. You know, big shout out to everybody out there on the East Coast. I know they didn't got their day started already. You know what I'm saying? So y'all take care out there. Stay warm. You know what I'm saying? Y'all getting like a foot of snow. That's why my ass is on the West Coast, so I ain't got to deal with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Other headlines this morning is, this is kind of strange. Pussy Riot members released after arrest in SoCA. Okay, then. If y'all ain't been keeping up with the Olympics over in SoCA, you know what I'm saying, America has been getting their ass kicked by a little bit of everybody over there in the Olympics over there in SoCA. But I didn't know that they had a pussy riot over in SoCA. We're going to definitely get into that because that sounds Very, very interesting. Of course, you know, Iran powers begins to talk on a final nuclear deal, and it dampens optimism. Yeah, no shit. You know, nuclear weapons would kind of put a damper on the party. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Of course, Jimmy Fallon takes over the night show. You know, he started the Tonight Show. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Jimmy Fallon. Like I said before, this is all over with. I'm going to be the fat David Letterman, you know what I'm saying? Because, of course, you know, Fat Man is putting together a couple of talk shows himself and things like that. So we're taking the morning show, you know, live in the mornings, you know what I'm saying, and everything. I'm pretty sure y'all like to wake up with my big ass on the TV screen and everybody telling everybody to wake their ass up, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but big shout out to everybody this morning that's rolling and everything. I know they put a picture up. My girl Illuminati put a picture up homeboy with these Jolly Ranchers hanging off his braids, you know what I'm saying? It's just the roasting room and shit like that there. That's crazy and shit like that. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is the morning show. If you want to talk to me, call somebody, tell somebody, call a friend, tell a friend. Make sure you make a repost on Facebook. Let everybody know that the morning show is on and we get it in on the morning show. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to my girl Roxanne is definitely in the building. My girl Illuminati is definitely in the building. You know what I'm saying? I think Jasmine is definitely in the building. You know what I'm saying? I got a 716 number area code. I don't know who the fuck that is, but that's all right. We'll find out who the hell that is. That's probably my man, if I'm not mistaken, that's my man Vic VSP out there in San Diego, you know what I'm saying? And we definitely got the United Kingdom in the building and London and all that, everybody, you know what I'm saying? So everybody is definitely in the doghouse this morning, you know what I'm saying, with the morning show. So all I got to do is just let y'all know we about to get it in. So wake your ass up, all right? We about to go, y'all. Let's go.
Hello.
Hello, may I speak to Janet, please?
This is Janet.
Hey, sugar.
Hey.
How you feel?
I'm okay.
All right, this is Bernice over at New Rising Star.
Uh-huh.
And we having our annual mission day. And we want to see we trying to get the program together.
Mm-hmm.
And I was recommended to you by a young lady. She gave me a number. And we
is
need...
her name Keisha?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we just need somebody to come over and do the meditation.
Okay. That'll be fine. I can handle that.
Well, can you sing?
Pardon?
We need you to do a couple of scriptures, and we need you to sing.
Yeah, I can do that.
Me, I just want you to do, you'll be going up right after devotion.
Oh, yeah, I can do a little
song. You know Pass Me Not.
Oh, yeah, Pass Me Not.
Let's sing it with me. Pass me not, oh, gentle Savior, hear my humble cry, while a voice is now calling, do not pass me by, do not pass me by, Savior. Savior, oh, Savior, hear my humble cry, hear my
humble
cry. Thank you, Jesus! Thank you, Jesus! Thank you, Jesus! Thank you, Jesus!
I feel his spirit.
Thank you, Jesus!
Yes, Lord, you feel that spirit.
While on the dark, yes, Lord, yes!
Do not pass me by, oh, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry, oh, pass me by,
oh, Lord, that's enough. We'll see you.
All right, baby. Have a blessed day.
You too, sugar. You sang that song, yeah.
All right, I'm gonna say it.
All right, baby, bye bye.
God bless.
Bye.
Fat Man coming to you live from Las Vegas, y'all. We're about to get in on the morning show. You know what I'm saying? But to all my BBWs, you know what I'm saying? It's just cheers to you. It's play, y'all. Let's ride.
If I had a wish, baby, I wish he never left you feeling like this. Cause I can feel your pain. But if you just could get over it, maybe some wine will lift to your mind. Girl, I'ma make it better. Now can we dim the light? Let's make a toast that it will be alright.
Wake Your Ass Up. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live from Las Vegas. What's going on, everybody? That was Player, and cheers to you. That was going out to all my BBWs this morning and everything. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, y'all? You know what I mean? It's Tuesday morning. You know what I'm saying? Another morning. Thank God that we up again this morning to do it all over again. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to the East Coast, because the East Coast been up. Been up for a while, you know what I'm saying, doing their damn thing, you know what I mean? So big shout out to everybody that's up with me, rolling with me this morning. You know, I got a little bit of everybody kind of all over the world rolling with me this morning, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got people from the United Kingdom. We got people from here in Las Vegas. We got people from London, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, the morning show reaches a lot of people, so, you know, that's why I should be telling y'all, call in and give your shout-outs and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? We're heard from Las Vegas to all the way to Johannesburg, Africa, you know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to everybody that rolls with the morning show, you know what I mean? Like I said, we just running through some news this morning. This just in, it says George Zimmerman says that he lives in constant fear of his life. You know what I'm saying? He better. You know what I'm saying? You need to live in fear of your life, player, because you got a price on your head right now, bro. You know what I mean? So, you know, you better live in fear of your life. You know what I'm saying? What else? It was something that I see that it just came across my computer, and it was telling me, my goodness, I done lost it. You know what I'm saying? I done lost it. Damn. All right, then. But listen, we had we was talking about the pussy riots and this, that, and the other. And of course, Illuminati, she goes and does her research and everything. And the Pussy Riot is a Russian feminist punk rock protest group based in Moscow, founded in August of 2011. It has variable members of approximately 11 women, ranging from age 20 to 33. You know what I'm saying? And they go, and I think they take off all their clothes and shit, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, it's something. And it's something to see. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to the Pussy Riots. I need to go to Moscow and hang out. And hang out with them. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? That ought to be that should be an adventure. It's like, what we going to do? Well, I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm about to go ride some pussy. You know what I'm saying? And this and the other. We about to go act a fool. We about to go act a fool, go ride this pussy and this and the other. We'll be back and shit. You know what I'm saying? So thank you, Miss Manati, for, you know, that moment and everything. Listen, check this out. This is what came across and everything. I know I knew I came on my CNN. You know, CNN had hit me up last night and was letting me know that the PA Craigslist killer suspect claims 22 others. Okay, now this is, you know, a little chick, you know what I'm saying? It says a Pennsylvania woman charged with her newly husband with killing a man they met through Craigslist. Through Craigslist, admitting to the slaying in a jailhouse interview with newspaper, it says she has killed more than 20 other people across the country, claims police said they are investigating. Okay, an interview with the Daily Item in Sunbury, where the fuck is this? Sunbury, PA. Okay, 19-year-old Miranda Bourbon. Miranda Bourbon says she wants to plead guilty to killing Troy LaFera in November. She also said in the interview she has killed at least 22 other people from Alaska to North Carolina in the last 6 years as a part of her involvement in a satanic cult. I feel it's time to get it all, to get this all out. I don't care if people believe me. I just want to get it out. Bourbon said to the newspaper for a story published Saturday night. Okay, so this is what I be saying to all you ladies out there that's listening to me. This is what I say about watching who you deal with on Facebook, Craigslist, you know what I'm saying, all these social sites and everything like that. If you want to see a movie about a social site maniac, you know what I'm saying, rent the movie Maniac, okay? You know what I mean? That's about a motherfucker who finds women on these social sites and everything, you know what I'm saying? And he comes to your house and he kills your ass, you know what I mean? And this and the other. He don't want to fuck. He don't want no pussy. He gets his shit off by killing your ass, all right? So, I mean, y'all ladies got to be careful. Y'all got to be careful who y'all dealing with, who y'all talking to, you know what I'm saying? I mean, because this is starting to get, this is crazy. Now, you got these crazy bitches out here killing motherfuckers and this, that, and the other. Y'all have to be careful, you know, and shit, you know, who y'all dealing with, who y'all talking to, Craigslist, Facebook, tag, all this shit, you know what I'm saying, and this and the other. So, y'all, oof, man, that's something, the Craigslist killer. And y'all thought it was just a movie. No, this is for real. There is people out here. She claims she joined the satanic cult in Alaska when she was 13 before moving to North Carolina. Online records for the woman that the newspaper identified as Bourbon's mother show her having lived in both Alaska and North Carolina. Okay, so you don't know who you dealing with. You don't know who you dealing with. You don't know who you talking to. You have to be careful. You got to be careful. It ain't no have to it. You got to be careful. Because you never know who you might be talking to. You know what I'm saying? And you got a lot of these women out here, you know what I'm saying? And men, it's two-way street. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, fuck first and ask questions later. You got to quit fucking first and ask the questions later. You know what I'm saying? If you go fuck around and you go throw your dick up on the crap table and you go crap out, you're going to be like, oh, shit, I done crapped out. But, I done lost my dick. Can I have my dick back, please? They're going to be like, nope, that's crap. You know, snake eyes, you lose. You know what I'm saying? You got the fat man up in here coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? 8:33 a.m. We'll be back in just a little bit, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I got to pay some bills and everything. And we'll be back in a little bit, all right? All right, big y'all.
Pull up.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Now I done grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flask, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels, some people wanna kill their sorrow. Some people wanna fit in with the popular, that was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon that I'ma get fucked up, filling up my cup. I see the crowd mood changing by the minute, and the record on repeat. Took a sip, then another sip, then somebody said to me, nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots, I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles and I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pour.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Okay. Now open your mind up and listen to me, Kendrick. I'm in your conscience. If you do not hear me, then you will be history, Kendrick. I know that you're not sure. it right now, and I'm hoping to lead you to victory, Kendrick.
If I take another one down, I'ma drown in some poison, abusing my limit. I think that I'm feeling the vibe. I see the love in her eyes. I see the feeling of freedom is granted as soon as the damage of vodka arrived. This how you capitalize. This is parental advice. And apparently, I'm over-influenced by what you are doing. I thought I was doing the most that someone said to me.
Nigga, why you babysitting? Only 2 or 3 shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles and I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Hold up.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank. Frank. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles and I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Hold up.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank.
Wake your ass up. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live from Las Vegas, y'all. 8:37 a.m. out here in Las Vegas. My girl Ella pulled up more Craigslist killers. She said it's like 4 Craigslist killers. You know what I'm saying? This is It's the German who met a man over the internet who agreed to let him kill and eat him. Milo's videotaped the entire grisly affair and was eventually arrested and sentenced to 8 years in jail for manslaughter. Whatever that is, ostensibly because his victim, Jürgen Brand, agreed to the killing. Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. So y'all gotta be careful who you're dealing with when you're dealing when you're talking to people on the internet. You don't know who you're talking to. You don't know what they're doing, what they're about. You know what I'm saying, and everything like that. So, I mean, like she said before when we were talking about the origins of Valentine's Day. You know, you gotta research people. You gotta do background checks. You gotta know who you are dealing with, because because you never know who you dealing with. I mean, that's just real shit. You never know who you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta make sure you know who you're dealing with, you know who you're talking to and everything, because man, you fuck around and you, like I tell people, you wake up dead one morning and shit like that. And when you wake up dead, don't come calling me. You know, you know what I mean? So big shout out to everybody that's out there that's aware of what's going on. You know what I'm saying? You gotta definitely watch your kids when they're on the internet. You gotta definitely protect our kids, because that's who they're after. You know what I'm saying? I know if you don't ever watch, you need to watch the shows like How to Catch a Predator and things like that. You know what I'm saying? Where, you know, you got these guys that's, you know, going on these Facebook pages and everything and talking to your, you know, talking to your daughter, talking to your son, you know, and trying to get them to meet them in strange places and things like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, yes, we still have to teach our children about stranger danger, okay? You know what I'm saying? That just wasn't no, you know, preschool, kindergarten type shit. That's real shit. You know, it's people still out here snatching up and kidnapping kids. Y'all remember back in the day when all them kids from Atlanta came up missing? Y'all remember them kids that got kidnapped in Atlanta? Don't nobody talk about that shit. You know what I'm saying? But it was like 20, 30-something kids. This was like back in like back in like the early 80s, the late 70s, early 80s, you know what I'm saying? They had the Atlanta, you know, child murders and this and the other. And this black motherfucker was going around snatching up kids and everything. The one that they did try and accuse for was going around snatching up kids and shit and everything. You know what I'm saying? So that shit is real. So make sure you protect your children. You know what I'm saying? Because children is all we got. You know what I'm saying? You got the fat man up in here, y'all. We'll be right back after this message. You know what I'm saying? And after this music, and we'll be back to talk with my co-host, Miss Illuminati, right after this. Wake your ass up.
Be all up in your head.
Yeah.
Cause what I got, you gon' wanna get done. Yeah. But girl, that's only if you ain't scared. And I won't knock, won't win no bet. You just move that bottom up in your head. I'll get you hot. Shawty, you already know what it is. And girl, tonight we're gonna do a lot of sex times. Yeah, can't nobody do your body like this. Oh, I won't knock, won't bring no bells. You just broke that bottom up in the head. That I'll get you high.
I ain't afraid to drown.
If that means I'm deep up in your ocean, yeah. Girl, I'll drink you down, sipping on your body all night. I just wanna take your legs and wrap around. Girl, you coming right now. My head to your chest, feeling your heartbeat, girl. Swimming all in your sea, and you sweating all over me. Bring it forward, don't you run, run. Don't want to be a minute man. Maybe you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet. About to get inside your mental, huh? Bend your back like it's limbo. I'ma make you feel like an info tonight. Oh, you're mine, baby girl. Oh, anytime you want it, I'm ready and willing, girl, to give it. I start to look in your body, you go to trembling. Flip it around, girl, let me get it from the side. And can I visit all those spots you like? Your neck, your back, your sexy lips, booty and thighs. I don't want to be a minute man. Maybe you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet.
Together, you can tell as soon as I approach ya. When you feeling uptight, get it right. Don't fight, lighten up like Sammy Sosa. Women call me the super soaker, and I'ma soak your bed to death. How long can you hold your breath? Asthma attacking, waking up wondering what happened. Making me high like Tony Braxton. You can't deny you wanna break my back in. Two, what you wanna do? Look at you with your birthday suit, 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 suit. The forecast said it's cloudy tonight, and I'ma have your body like
I'm about to get baptized, baby. Hurricane Luda. Ain't no way you can weather this storm.
Yawning north, oh high class,
oh high class,
flat dolly,
flat
dolly, you know what I'm saying? It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's $1,000 pop lane, you don't even know. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know. My chick's alright with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, you don't even know. got a $1 million clip, you don't even know it. Hey, that monster truck, sit tall, so big, can't even talk. Don't like snakes, keep my grad cut so low, can't even more. Tip done, period, look high, glow, no, no, we don't do more. It ain't PJ, no rosé for me, don't even pour it. Spent on Tom Ford, button down Michael Kors. Always on like the refrigerator, unplugged, damn, you know it. AP and that P-Gate with a bright lean when I'm bored. Got a masterpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks game, Floyd, CVC front row it. Rocko the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. It's $1,000 purple lean, you don't even know it. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know it. I came up from the bottom, you don't even know it. My child alright with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, you don't even know it. Got $1 million clip, you don't even know.
I think it's a game.
The bottom of these kicks look like slit wrists. I got gold up to my nose, man. I look just like slit wrists. Wonder what I signed for? Keep guessing. The label want another all gold, but the young ain't stressing. Mama said if you plant the sun, you'll be a star. If you ain't comfortable in your own skin, then what you doing for? I ain't trying to take your fan base. I'm trying to keep my fam straight. Want me to fall off? They can't wait. Want a show, but you can't pay. I add lil cost 2K, UEA. Wearing like 3K. Your mama life been rain. Oops, my bad. Did I blow it? I might be your stepdaddy. You ain't even know it.
James, it's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. It's $1,000 purple lean, you don't even know it. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My child alright with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, you don't even know it. Got $1 million clip, you don't even know it. Hey, we turned up every day, you don't even know it. Got you with me right now, you don't even know it. We turn up in the club, you don't even know it. Got a 100 bottles coming, you don't even know it. We came up from nothing, you don't even know it. Driving $500,000 car, you don't even know it. These $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. Got you speak no English, you don't even know it. These $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. These $1,000 purple lane, you don't even know it. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My child alright with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, you don't even know it. Got $1 million clip, you don't even know it. Ay.
Oh.
your shift is over. And
show. You got your boy Fat Man up in here to you, coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. It's 8:58 a.m. out here. You know what I'm saying? The high today is going to be 74 degrees. It is 57 degrees outside. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in out here on the West Coast just now waking their ass up. East Coast been up for a minute. Big shout out to my girl Gina and shit. She didn't checked in and this, that, and the other, and everything like that. She's been missing in action for the last couple of days, talking about she overslept and all of that shit and everything. So, yeah, we'll get into that a little bit later. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Good morning, Gina, and everything. You know what I mean? it's the morning show, y'all. What's going on? We're sitting here talking about these Craigslist killers. I'm pretty sure pretty soon we're going to get a Facebook killer, because we got a lot of Facebook stalkers and shit, you know what I'm saying? You got Facebook stalkers all over. You got people going on your page and watching your page and all of that shit and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So you definitely got to be careful on who you're dealing with on online and everything, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, big shout out to everybody out there on the East Coast. You know, they got a lot of bad weather out there on the East Coast, y'all. So if you got family out there, make sure you call them, hit them up. You know what I'm saying? You know, they're getting 9 inches to, you know, 9 inches to damn near a foot of snow. You know, traffic has come to a standstill. Temperatures above freezing on Tuesday should move up to the 40s and mid-50s, which starting today. You know what I'm saying? Places like Maine, Cape Cod are expected to get another 4 to 8 inches of snow today. Boston was forced to get 1 to 3 inches, but Worcester, located in the capital, could get up to 6 to 8 inches of snow. Many schools in Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine canceled for the day or planned early dismissals. Okay. On Monday, several inches of snow fell across the Great Lakes, causing Chicago's two airports to cancel more than 1,000 flights in Michigan. Crashes close to portions on the Interstate 96 in Grand Rapids and Muskegon area saw wipeout conditions. You know what I'm saying? For the last week, about 1.2 million utility customers lost power as the storm marched through south through the northeast. School businesses, government offices closed. The storm blamed for at least 25 deaths stretching through Texas to Maine. Yeah, that storm is motherfucker and this, that, and the other. Like I said, I was born and raised down there in Detroit. You know what I mean? And, you know, I know the weather is bad out there. You know what I'm saying? We get freezing temperature and everything. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody out there in Grand Rapids and Mount Clemens. But with no further ado, it is time to bring my co-host to the stage and time to bring her to the show. And ladies and gentlemen, coming to the show right now is my girl, the one that you can hate on. If you can't hate on nobody, then you can hate on her motherfucking ass. You know what I'm saying? All the way from the East Coast, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's my girl, Illa Banani, y'all. What's going on, sweetie?
Good morning.
What's going on, sweetie? You all right?
Good morning. Man, no, I ain't all right, man. I had some
Facebook drama
over the weekend.
Really?
It went down to the point where the grandmama got involved, and these are family members.
Oh, Lord.
And it's all
what
about
happened?
Posts. All about what you post on your page and people feel some type of way about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It got
really deep.
It got really deep. Like, it crossed the border. My husband posted something to the effect of, you know, I got a picture of Tupac hanging in my living room because that's who I follow. I can't speak for what nobody else follows, but that's who I follow. So one of his relatives felt some type of way about it. So my husband broke it down to her, the logic of the reason why we study Tupac. Because when he was going through stuff and I was going through stuff in different places in our lives, we can put him on a Tupac CD, and that's what anybody, and he can relate to what you're going through. That's just the type of nigga he is. So his cousin felt some type of way about it. So I let her know. I got a whole house. I can put any picture I want to in any room in my house because I pay my rent. I live here. Don't nobody live here but me and my husband. This is my house. I can hang a picture of a goat hanging up by his feet if I want to. It's my house.
Mm-hmm.
So she went on. She want to use the B word. She want to call bitches bitches. And she wanted to be a bully. But, okay, everybody looks like a Chrysler 300 looks like a Phantom to a real Phantom show up. I'm not the one to pick on. So she wanted to pick, so I put her on blast. I'm like, you on Instagram and all on Facebook like you balling and you a boss and you live in your grandmama house and you sleep in a twin bed. Bitch, grow your bed game up, first of all. You know what I mean? Grow your bed game up. This me, you sleep in a little bitty bed in a bedroom that you don't clean up. You know what I mean? So she went to the fact to tell her grandmama that we was talking about her. His grandmama called cussing, like, fuck you, black bitch, blah-de-blah that, all about over Jesus. Because I held her accountable. If you live that life you saved, if you about Jesus, you about that Jesus life, be about that life. Don't judge.
Right.
Don't be smoking
and
drinking. Take care of your kids and take care of your business. Stop judging everybody that you come across.
Right.
You know what I mean? This is Facebook shit. My husband tried to call and calm him down and defuse the situation, and they just ran with it. So if I'm evil, why are you stirring up evil in your own house and got your grandmama acting out of pocket, acting like a hood nigga? Grandma 89. Come on, nah, people. It's not that serious. On this face shit. Like you said, it's breaking up families.
Yeah.
My husband was kind of hurt. I didn't feel no way about it because I didn't plan on going back down there anyway because I don't like them.
Right.
They disrespectful. They live in Detroit, but if you a Detroit bitch, boss bitch, like you said, Detroit bitches is out here driving Lamborghinis and Benzes and Lexuses and all kinds of shit. They ain't staying at grandmama house putting their name on a burrito pack in the orange juice container. So if you a bitch, you a boss, show me a motherfucking a business certificate or DBA certificate that you went into the clerk's office and paid for that legally legitimizes you as a boss. These bitches need to stop. Especially a bitch that don't take care of her kids. You out here wearing Pelly Pelly and your baby wearing an old-ass DaVucci fat man. You know how old DaVucci is.
Yeah, yeah.
She beat the baby because he wore her shoes to school. He ain't got no shoes. You got shoe boxes stacked up to the ceiling, and he ain't got no shoes? Bitch, I'll punch you in your face.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I've been cool.
Right.
I ain't feel no type of way about it. However they live their life, that's their life. But once you attack mine, that means yours is open for free game. You know what I mean? I'm a warrior, so if somebody wants to go to war with me, please be prepared. Like Denzel told that nigga, I'm surgical with this mind shit. You know?
Right,
but it goes down to people don't research people, and people take this Facebook shit way too far. My husband is an artist. He draws. He makes creations. They never like him. They never give him any credit for him. They never say anything about him. But to try to poke at me because I'm a woman, they feel some type of way about me being a strong woman, and they're intimidated. They want to pick at him to get at me. So I let their ass have it. But they thought I was going to be nice about it. No, boo-boo, you ain't been watching my Facebook page hard enough. You've been watching me, but you ain't been watching hard enough. You know what I mean? And it ain't even about Facebook. I'm like this in real life.
Right.
You know what I mean? This is real life for me. You know, so I was upset, but I got over it. It is what it is. Some people you just don't need to be around, especially a bunch of dumb, stupid, bum bitches. You a bum bitch if you sitting in your grandmama house trying to act like you a boss. You can't even have no boy company because your room too dirty. You a grown-ass, two grown-ass women in a house, and the house got garbage stacked up 4 years high. It's garbage that the slaves left there. And you a boss? These bitches need to stop. These raggedy bitches need to stop. And then today, all of a sudden, it's all about her son on Facebook. But all last week, it was all about the next nigga that she chasing. All they do is chase weed and dick all day. But today, it's all about your son because I put her on blast about her son. You know what I mean? And I could put her on blast to the point where everybody in Detroit would know her business because this show goes to Detroit. I ain't going to say them. I ain't going to say no names. But if they listening, yeah, I'm talking about you, boo-boo. So I just had to get that off my back to the show. You know what I mean? Picked the wrong nigga to fuck with on that Facebook shit.
Yeah,
I'm the wrong one, man. I'm the wrong one. I'm not the one.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. Yeah, people take Facebook a little too literal. You know what I'm saying? Gina says that she heard that peeps need to stay in their own lane and stop trying to judge everyone else. Too many fake-ass motherfuckers and shit. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But people take this Facebook shit too literal. They take it. I mean, they live, sleep, eat, drink by it, and this, that, and the other. And, you know, Facebook is designed to do what it's doing, breaking up homes and everything, you know what I'm saying, making people argue, you know what I mean? And don't get me wrong. Yeah, I feel you, you know what I'm saying? And I can agree with, that's your profile. You post whatever the fuck you want to post on your profile and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And everything. But, you know, when you got family and shit and other people that look at your profile and all of that stuff and they know what you about and everything like that, don't come out of left field with some shit. You know what I'm saying? My thing is this.
It ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Why
exactly.
They don't never
if
like nothing
case,
positive
if,
that somebody
if,
said? If you post
if,
something
if,
positive,
if not,
this is, goes back to what we was talking about the show. If you post something positive, people gonna act like they ain't see that shit.
Right.
Straight miss.
Yeah, but the minute you post some drama or something negative and this, that, and the other, everybody following you.
Yep. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So that just goes to show, you know, that just goes to show, you know, that like the old saying, you know, sex sells, you know what I'm saying, shit like that. People want to hear drama more than they want to hear positivity. You know, we talk about a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying, like yesterday we talked about the verdict, you know, the thug music murder trial verdict and things like that, you know. I only get a few people that will chime in and say something, but if I'm on here talking bad about an artist or some shit like that or something that I didn't seen or dealt with over the weekend and this, that, and the other, my unsigned hype show is through the fucking roof because niggas want to hear me beef with other niggas. And it's like, okay, then, you know, because I tell the truth on everybody and shit like that there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But,
that's what people
you know,
like,
I mean, don't, you know, post what you want, you know what I'm saying? But don't, you know, like I tell people, if you got a problem with what anybody's posting, first thing you can do is stop following that person, which you won't get into their feeds and none of their posts.
You have a choice. Simple as that.
You know
choose to get involved in some shit that don't involve you. Because, he draws. He draws magnificently. These are his family members. They never like anything that he draws. They never like anything that he says. But because of what he said about Tupac, and I don't know what is it about Tupac that makes people so upset. But bottom line is, they wasn't getting along in the house anyway. They didn't have no unity in the house. So them having a common enemy, which is me, now they all over there talking. So I guess the plan worked, boo-boo. You so mad you doing what I want you to do, boo-boo. Now everybody want to sing Kumbaya about my black ass. Good. I'm glad it worked. You know what I mean?
Wow.
People love to be mad at shit together. I'm mad at this, so I'm going to be mad with you. We're going to all be mad together. Okay, being mad at something and being angry at something is like holding a hot coal in your hand and burning your own dumb ass and swearing you're going to throw it at somebody else. All they got to do is move out the way. So you're the only one burnt by being mad.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Be mad for what? I ain't did nothing to these people. I've always been calm, courteous with these people. The problem stemmed from is I had a big-ass bag of weed, two of them, and smoked 8 blunts with them, and they wanted to smoke 16. So now they don't like me because I wouldn't smoke all 16 of my blunts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's the way it goes. And it's in there.
Petty shit.
They mad because you didn't blaze with them or whatever. You know
I blazed 8,
goddamn.
I ain't no Indian chief. Shit, bitch, you smoked for free.
Right.
Any other nigga, you'd have had a hump for it.
Right. this is what I want to ask you and everything real quick. Hold on. Let me do this real quick. This is what I want to ask you and everything. Big shout out to TC's Rib Crib. I know we've been doing a lot of stuff with them and everything like that. So big shout out to them. They're hitting the like button, talking about they listening to the radio show and this and the other. They need to listen to the radio show and everything because I'm shouting them out. You know what I mean? Everything. So y'all need to listen to the radio show because Fat Man is shouting y'all out. That's TC's Rib Crib. You know what I'm saying? 3655 South Durango, you know what I'm saying? Just south of Spring Mountain. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm getting hungry too. You know, out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? They do a lot of stuff.
Too cold,
you know, we host
in Michigan.
There. Say what?
I said it's too cold to barbecue in Michigan.
Shit, I hear you, but you know, Michigan got back porches and shit, so I would get on the back porch. Yeah. You know
hey,
what
you
I'm
think
saying?
I didn't
smoke out
you
the
a
back
couple
porch.
Weeks ago.
Huh?
I said,
you know what
I didn't
mean?
Barbecue
so listen,
last
this is what I want to this is what I want to ask you. So big shout out to TC's Rib Crib, you know what I'm saying, and everything. You know, the morning show got love for y'all. Just make sure y'all have love for the morning show next time I come in there. Make sure y'all got a dinner for me and shit like that, because if you don't, I'll talk about you. No. But anyway, this is what I want to ask you, Ella. How do you feel about it? It says Malcolm X's family talks to Nicki Minaj, threatening legal action for the CD cover "Looking Ass Nigga."
Have you seen it? What they so upset about? It's a public picture. This is America.
Right.
You can say basically what you want to say. They ain't mad about the dude that said Malcolm X slept with men. They ain't suing him.
Say what is this?
They not mad about the book that they said that Malcolm X was sleeping with a white man back in the day, so why they mad at Nicki Minaj? They not suing them.
Okay.
They not suing that man. And I don't even like Nicki Minaj. I'm just stating from, you know, devil's advocate. Look at the logic of it. They not upset with this man that said Malcolm X had a boyfriend, but they mad at Nicki Minaj because everybody else mad?
Yeah. Okay, well, it says, check this out. It says, so what does Malcolm X family think about Nicki Minaj and her usage of the photo and the icon as a cover art for her new single, Looking Ass Nigga? You might imagine they're not entirely pleased with it. Malcolm X's daughter, Alicia Shabazz, released a statement in Associated Press saying that the photo was in no way is endorsed by our family. Miss Minaj's artwork for her single does not depict the truth of Malcolm X's legacy. Nicki apologized for the picture via her Instagram account last week and pulled the image. She says was never official artwork, but it may not have been enough. I don't know. Mark Rosser, who is the CEO of CMG Worldwide, which handles the licensing and merchandising issues The Malcolm X Estate says the rapper usage of the photo was dehumanizing. This is a family photo that was taken out of context in totally inaccurate and tasteless way. Read the statement on behalf of the family. Okay, so I guess so. Like you said, yeah, they upset because of the way she used it. It says failure to do. It says photos failure to do so will result in legal action. He wrote the initial act and subsequent acts of distribution were improper and ill-advised. Any disparagement, infringement, or disrespect of Malcolm X in his name, image, likeness, and potentiary rights will not be tolerated. You know what I'm saying? So,
you know what,
yeah, they
how
upset
really,
because
really...
she, I mean, they upset because she used this picture. I mean, but everybody didn't use this picture.
That's exactly what I was getting ready to say. They used that picture to convey the connotation of violence and standing on your own and shooting up the white man and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know why Nicki Minaj did it. I haven't seen it. You know what I mean? I haven't really got that much into it. But it's a picture. If his legacy is that strong, what is her calling him a looking ass nigga gonna change about what he did? He was a nigga looking out the window.
Right.
Ain't that what the picture is? It's a nigga looking out the window with a gun. He a looking ass nigga.
Right.
But because it's Nicki Minaj and because she lives like she lives, she has blonde hair and she's a rapper, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a problem. But my thing is, why aren't you suing the people that said he was gay? Why aren't you suing the people that use the image to say whatever the hell they going to say? It's too many double standards. One person can do it,
right,
but the other person can't do it. You know what I mean?
Okay. Right.
Because
right.
I got a problem with all religions, basically. All of them. And I got a problem with all the black leaders. I got a problem with everybody. You know, so for her to use that image, it really don't affect me no way, shape, or form. Because the nigga was looking out the window, so he a looking-ass nigga. You know, and it, like that's just like
right.
I said, people be mad and they want you to be mad with them. I'm not going to be mad about that. You know what
right.
I mean? Because when I
right.
get up and go to sleep tonight, Malcolm X looking out that window, Nicki Minaj, and none of them ain't going to affect my life. No way, shape, or form. I am not
right.
a team player. You know? I'm not a team player. I'm not motivated to anger by the things that people are angry at. I'm angry with these raggedy bitches. That's who I'm mad at. Because that should affect my life. That's
well,
what I'm
well, mad at. Check this out. Gina says, watch when Gina says, post what you want, but don't cry later if peeps talk shit about you. Watch what you post on Facebook. And on that note, y'all, we're going to go and pay some bills. We'll be right back. And we're going to let Miss Minotti talk about some of these bitches. And we're going to talk about these ratchet bitches last night. On fucking basketball wise and this said the other of LA. That was the most ratchet shit I've ever seen, and we gonna talk about all that shit. It's some ratchet bitches out here in Las Vegas too, so you know what I'm saying? We gonna get into all that, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man here coming to you live and shit with the morning show with my co host. You know what I'm saying? Ella Minotti, y'all. We'll be right back with the... We're here. Right now, we're going to play the Ratchet Girl Anthem right here on the morning show.
Thank you. what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
But why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Yeah, I'm digging it down,
digging it down.
Throw on my face, let her sit where I smile.
Sit where I smile.
In the bedroom, it ain't no room.
Ain't no room.
Running that pussy like I got on shoes.
What?
Make her shoot it first, first like Kobe. When I'm done, do the beat it up, dance like Jody.
Hey.
Have her ass making tacos, cleaning the shit.
Clean
do you
shit.
Fuck other girls?
Huh?
Pleading the fifth.
Hold what? Up.
Don't be asking no questions.
No questions.
What the boy be about?
Hold up.
Don't let me catch you with another nigga though.
What?
I might start choking you out.
Yeah,
I'm stroking you out. Beating
yeah.
it, eating it slow.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm keeping it wet like I'm selling the shirt.
Selling the shirt.
Stroking your nipples while I play with the hoe. And yeah, we doing it, bitch. You better take all the spots.
Yeah,
girl, what's
it
wrong?
Is.
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
But why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Put it all in her tummy. She on my dick like black people in gin and rummy.
Hey,
stop calling to see about me. She turned a friend, he crazy, he got a key about me. Stat a pussy like a knife fight. Disrespectful with the dick, I'm what your wife like. I'm on the corner maintaining the shit. She pull up like, nigga, you out here slaying that shit. Yeah, that. And if I hold out on her, she want a bread bag. Test a nigga like she gone, where her head at. And eat that pussy pipe down, nigga, head crack. You mad? I got her under my spell cause you trap. She be rolling with a nigga cause I rap. Put that dick in so far she burst like your bag.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
But why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
I'm going all out,
all out.
He got that good dick,
ball out.
The dick so big, he don't fall out. Fuck me so good, make me crawl out.
Crawl out.
I need that ASAP. I see them bitches in the club trying to take that.
Bitch.
My pussy so good, make them pass that. What I look like, let another bitch had at. You better hit my line, boy. It's nighttime, I'ma take it like a crime, boy. That dick all in my mind, boy. The way I ride, make it bust like a nine, boy. Give it to me fast, give me now, give me later. Give me that shit, I'ma make it. Give it to me fast, give me now, give me later. Give me that shit, I'm a
girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
But why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Wake your ass up, morning show. You got your voice, that man, coming to you live from Las Vegas. Did anybody see the Basketball Wives or L.A. last
wait
night?
Chris, you don't want to mess with drugs. I cried him once. Big mistake.
I've never fucking seen, you know what I'm saying? Now, don't get me wrong. I get into my reality shows and shit like that there, you know what I'm saying? But that shit was the most ratchet shit that I've ever seen, you know what I'm saying? You know, I was watching it because they showed a lot of ass and a lot of titties.
Like
that, so you know what I'm saying? Yeah, without a doubt, I love a black woman's ass. Trust me, trust me. you know what I'm saying? Things like that, you know what I mean? And this is one reason why sometimes, you know, don't get me wrong, I understand certain black men has a certain thing about a black woman. Me, I like a mean ass, sassy ass black woman. Don't get me wrong. Some, you know, because nothing like a black woman who knows what she wants, how she wants it, when she wants it, things like that. You know, I like an assertive black woman and things like that. Like I said, you know, I mean, they asked me, well, how come you ain't never dated a white woman? Because a white woman, they never asked me out. And I've never found a white woman that was into me. You know, I mean, for real. You know what I'm saying? A white woman, they never asked me out. I ain't never, dated a white woman that said the other or anything like that. I ain't got nothing against them. Latinas that said the other, I love them. You know what I'm saying? I will break you off like I break off anybody else, but they just ain't never asked me. So, I've been rolling with my sisters and shit like that. So, I think a lot of men don't know how to handle black women these days. I don't think a lot of men know how to handle women these days, period. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And things like that. Thus, we get what we get, you know what I'm saying? Because I was watching this shit last night, and it was like, these chicks were knowing that, you married to a man that's in the NBA, he traveling and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? And they like, as long as I don't see him cheating, you know what I'm saying? As long as I don't see it, it ain't going to bother me and this, that, and the other. Some people were like, well, no, that's wrong. It shouldn't be. Yeah, I hear you. You're right. It is. It's wrong. You know, man, and once a man makes that commitment to be married, he needs to be faithful, this, that, and the other, and everything like that. But I do commend them because at least they're being realistic. You know, one of the biggest weekends just happened in New Orleans, and that was All-Star Weekend. Bitches was throwing pussy around the basketball players like they was pitching for the New York Yankees and shit, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So, I'm just glad that them bitches, the women was being realistic, but the way that they uphold themselves and present themselves as black women, let's be 600, let's not forget this is Hollywood and things like that. A lot of shit is scripted. A lot of shit is, depicted and blown up and blown out of proportion, and people need to realize that these women are getting a big-ass check from Shaquille O'Neal and Shaquille's wife, Shawnee O'Neal, and this, that, and the other, to act ratchet like that and this, that, and the other, because this is what's selling right now. You know what I'm saying? But when you have to deal with women that's out here doing this shit on the daily, that husband ain't got no basketball contract, husband sitting in the room playing PlayStation and shit like that, there smoking blunts and everything and shit with Pookie, and Pookie need to be in school and shit like that there, then that's when it becomes a problem. That's when it becomes, that's when reality hits home. Reality is hitting home with these shows. People are just looking at it from an entertainment point of view. You know, sometimes you have to look at things from a business point of view because they are drawing a fat-ass check.
Exactly. You know what? And this is my problem with Tommy Sotomayor, because my son shared one of his statuses. Now, I don't heard about the nigga, the shit the nigga do, whatever. Okay, but, bitch, now you're crossovering in my reality because my son is sharing your statuses. I don't want my son to feel like you feel about women because that's my son, my oldest son. He's 28. He's an independent person. He got a job. He works. He doesn't have a girlfriend because a bitch ain't on his caliber. You know what I mean? He's very picky. So I went on that nigga page. Like, all you do is bash women, and now he posting, like, I said LOL. Yeah, nigga, lying out loud. He dogs women to the point where women are like, damn, what we going to do? So now my position is, nigga, I'm going to check you. Since you're a bully, I'm going to bully you. So every woman that wears weave or does whatever the hell she do or is independent isn't a ratchet bitch. So for you to say all of us are like this, motherfucker, you out of pocket. That's just like me saying all men are dogs. All men aren't dogs, so I'm not going to say that shit. But you got these broads that's giving into the image of the very people that here he's talking about. And then you got the women that feed on that shit. Oh, I'm independent. I-N-D-E-P-E-N-T-T-T-T.
Wait a minute. Have you ever heard a bitch try and spell that shit and fuck it up and spell it as
man.
I did? Or forget how to spell it and be like, You be like, I-N-D-E-P. Damn, can't you spell independent, bitch? Shit. You want to save the song, but can't you?
You just spelled I wear depends. You didn't spell independent. You spelled I wear depends. You know what I mean? You're going to be a smart dummy. Fat man, I swear to you, my coworker, she white, true enough. This broad thought that the job was going to be closed because it was Valentine's Day.
Wow,
and
really?
And then yesterday when I talked to her, she thought we didn't have to work because it was President's Day.
Wow.
Come on now, pick up a book. Pick up a fucking book. Learn something.
Yeah.
You're going to be a smart dummy all your life? And these women that's out here acting the ass in the street, making it bad for all of us. When Lisa Rae whooped Ronnie's ass, she told her, bitches like you make it hard for women like me. And that's the fucking truth. These raggedy bitches making it automatically, when a motherfucker see me, I'm strong, I'm independent, I do what the hell and what I want to do, I say what I want to do, but I'm also very loving, kind, caring, and considerate and passionate. I don't wear weave. I don't even have hair. You know what I mean?
Right.
So for somebody to judge me based on something another broad did, I got a problem with that. But these chicks, they ain't out here making it no better because they can't see past the next blunt or the next nigga they going to fuck with. That's all you got going in your reality is who you going to get some new dick from. And then if you fucking with a nigga, you plotting on the next nigga to get some dick from him, but you mad at the bitch that settled down and got a man that's living a life like she's supposed to live it. That's called transference, where a person transfers they hurt and they pain and they lack of what they going through in life onto another person, tries to make that other person look bad because they ain't living up to what they supposed to do. And it's a lot of that going around. A lot of people got a problem with me because I'm very outspoken. I've always been this way. This ain't no Facebook personality. You know what I mean? This ain't just something I do for fun. This is who I am. You can go back to my old junior high schools, elementary school, and ask people, this is who I am. This is who I've always been. You know what I mean? I got kids just like everybody else. I don't did ratchet shit like everybody else, but I'm a grown-up now. Now I stand accountable for my every action, every thought I have. I stand accountable for that. And a lot of these chicks are not taking accountability. They blame the men and they blame everybody else. That's just like Tommy Sotomayor. He blames his mama. He blames everybody. And people blame slavery. They blame this. At what point do people say, okay, this is my shit. I'm doing this.
Right.
I'm creating this.
Yeah.
I'm responsible for this.
Right.
You know? And then and people
get
upset when I say, that's why I follow Buddhism, because Buddhism is all about personal responsibility. Every action that you do is based on your action. There's no God to blame. There's no Jesus to call. There's no preacher to go talk to. That shit is you. So don't nobody want no parts of it because it's personal responsibility. You know what I mean? And don't nobody want to be responsible. They want to say this. It's like this because of these people. It's like that because of slavery. Just like that episode on the Boondocks when the kids asked Granddad, Granddad, were you there? Did you participate in slavery? How can a generation take credit for something another generation did? How can all people take credit for something another generation did? You know what I mean? A lot of the shit that black people do, they blame, they blame, they point, they blame. They never turn them fingers inward and say, okay, I'm doing this. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So what I do in my community is I go help give out food. I volunteer. I let the kids, I'm trying to set my house up where the neighborhood kids, when the community center is closed, they can come over here and chill because I got enough space for them to have fun in every single room. And that went to the beef that I had with my husband's cousin. Because when I told her, I was like, I got a library, an art studio, a music studio, a motherfucking office, a playroom. Any room I want to have this shit in, I can have it in because I pay my bills. You know what I mean? I'm an independent person. I got a job. I got shows. I got prospects to be a millionaire. I'm searching for land to buy. I found 500 acres of land the other day. I'm like, okay, 500 acres, 2 acres a house, $2 million a, you know, a crib, 2 acres a lot, $2 million a crib. That's a gajillion dollars. That's how I think.
Right.
I think about providing for my grandchildren's children. I'm not thinking about where I'm going to get my next pack of weed from or my next bag of weed from. You know what I mean? People need to let their thoughts grow up. These immature-ass thoughts need to grow up. They know black people need to stick together and rise. I don't want to, some of these motherfuckers I don't want to stick with because they on some bullshit. Plain and simple. Just because of the color of my skin don't make me in no automatic allegiance with no dumb shit. Because if you doing some dumb shit, I'm going to go home. That's just like I told my homeboy, just because you don't roll with a nigga all your life don't mean you can't get out the car. And sometimes the people close to you will be on some bullshit. You know, that shit with love and hip-hop and love and basketball, whatever them damn shows is, them women, they watch that shit, and then that shit start happening in their house, like, oh, why my man leave me? Because you was acting like these raggedy bitches on TV. Don't nobody want to be around that. The men don't hardly watch it. The men watch it to see some ass. They not watching it to get relationship tips.
No, not hardly. Not hardly.
The chicks is.
We watching it to look at the bitches not to fuck with.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? This is why nigga don't.
What,
this is why niggas don't fuck with pretty bitches. You know what I'm saying and shit like that. You know what I mean? Because y'all too much bullshit involved in everything. You know what I mean? Too much fucking drama and all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, all because of you know, the lifestyle that you live and everything like that, you know. And, yeah, you're right. You know, that's like my girl Gina from LVPPWs was saying, yeah, you know, they make real women look bad, you know what I'm saying, and
yeah,
things like that. And a lot of men out here ain't ready for a real woman, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but, I mean, you're right. You're definitely right, sweetie. You know what I'm saying and everything. So, I mean,
The whole thing with my husband and his cousin is that we were going down there to help and to hang out with her son, the little boy. You know what I'm saying? Giving him books, giving him knowledge, teach him how to feed the birds, teach him how to entertain himself outside of video games. And because she's not taking the time to do it, she feels some type of way about somebody else doing it. So you want to destroy my husband's relationship with his grandmother because, bitch, your raggedy ass ain't take care of your business and somebody else is. So now you feel some type of way because you got caught on your bullshit. You know what I mean? And these chicks don't like to be caught on their bullshit. They want to run the street, chase these niggas, smoke weed all day. They got kids by niggas, and the kids don't even know who the daddy is half the time. The daddy people be living around the corner, the little boy hanging out with his family members and don't even know because you a raggedy bitch who was humping every nigga in the hood. You know what I'm saying? At what point does it stop? Because it's not just her. It's a bunch of them. It's a bunch of them with this logic. And it goes to, oh, the world going to end anyway, so I'm going to do what I want to do. Bitch, the world been in it since it started. What you going to do in the middle of the Alpha and the Omega? What you going to do with your life?
Right.
What is your, when you die, what is your obituary going to say? That she hung out in the club every weekend?
Mm-hmm.
She was a hell of a dancer. You know, what does your resume say when you die? I want my shit to be, a motherfucker got to be up there talking for about 30 minutes to talk about the shit that I don't accomplish. When I was in my 20s, I didn't think like that because I was young and dumb. I'm a grown-up now. And if somebody is a grown-up and telling you, get your life together, you better than what you allowing yourself to be bound to. You better than that. To the ladies, if you going through bullshit with niggas, you better than that. Boss up and be okay with being in a room by yourself. All them selfies and them mirror images, you know what I mean, that you taking them pictures. Look deep inside yourself. Look in your eyes and see what's in your heart, what's in your soul. What do you want to do? Don't subscribe to groupthink. Groupthink will get you fucked up.
Yeah.
That groupthink is just that same shit that girl that you posted earlier with the Craigslist. She was in a groupthink situation, and they decided they were going to kill a bunch of people because they all agreed to do that shit. Now, your stupid ass finna be using butter for lotion in prison because ain't nobody going to send you shit.
Right.
All because they wanted to fit in. You know what I'm saying? It's nonsense. They always talk about black people need to rise and we need to stand up and we need to do that. We can't, because if we trying to build a ship, everybody going to want to be the captain. And ain't nobody going to want to nail the fucking nails in. Nobody's willing to pick up a hammer.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Well, listen, I want to get your input on this. It says John Singleton to direct the Tupac biopic film. They're trying to find a person or who they think needs to who would play Tupac. Who you think need to play Tupac?
Tupac.
Well,
that's the only nigga that can do it.
Happen, you know,
you don't know Tupac like. You don't know what Tupac can do for real. I got that nigga on tape right now. No. If he can't do it, he'll be there. It's a dude out here, though, named Richard Garcia. He a Mexican. But, you know, it's a bunch of people out here that look like Tupac, but I don't think that it can really happen properly. You know what I mean? They might try to get, what's his name, Sticky Fingers, or, you know, they might try to find some random, or the dude that played Tupac in the Biggie movie, but I don't think nobody can actually serve him justice. You know? That's why I told his family, I'm like, we want to hear about Tupac from the people that knew Tupac. That's the movie I want to see. If I have to go make it myself, I'll go down to Detroit and just get on a bus and, like, how did Tupac's movie affect you and send it to him?
Right.
Because that's what I want to
hear.
I don't know who they would get to play him. Because my long-term objective is to build academies in his name, to build schools in his name where children art schools, where children are learn something other than who said what and she said and the baddest one hit my hand and let's fight at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay.
So it's bigger than rap.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's bigger than rap with Tupac. And that's what the whole beef with the family thing was, because we got a picture of Tupac hanging in our room like Jesus. And everybody's got a problem with that. You know? Tupac means something to me because I can see him in my reality. I can't see these other right. people. When I moved in my house, the only thing I found in my yard was a blunt pack, an orange pop, a piece of some chicken, and a Hennessy bottle. That's all Tupac to me. Shit. That's all that shit that nigga likes. I'm like, thanks for the crib, nigga. You know? I ain't the only one to see that be having these dreams and that he appear. And only, you know, my homeboy told me that he be feeling like somebody be behind him all the time. You know? I got friends that say that he pop come to them in their dreams. So it's not just me. I ain't just tripping.
Right.
You know? But I hope the movie come out. I hope his uncle and them get together and find the right person to do it because, you know, maybe they can find some. I'm sure Pac will choose the person he wants to do it. And it may not be somebody that looks exactly like him, but I'm kind of thinking it's going to be this guy, Richard Garcia, because he's been trying to get that position for a while, but he's Mexican, so I don't know how that's going to work. Now, el Tupac Shakur.
That's crazy. Listen, y'all, if y'all just sitting in, you got the Fat Man and my girl Illa Minotti here on the morning show. Time to wake y'all ass up, y'all. We're going to pay some bills, and we'll be back. We'll be right back, y'all, to close out the show and everything like that. We talking about ratchet bitches and all types of shit this morning. Just kind of chilling back, you know, and just kind of chilling out and reminiscing on some things, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to pay some bills, and I'll talk to y'all in just a second.
Sharing quality time. What happened between then and now? The love we shared was lost somehow. That we're moving too fast. But how could I know the feelings would pass? It wouldn't last. But I stay to see, hoping and praying you still love me.
Yeah. my people this evening. Come on and let them know it takes a fool to learn that love don't love nobody. That's why I can truly say in my heart that love don't really good God Almighty. Baby, you hurt me so bad, but oh, I'm mighty grateful.
Nobody can do with me. Now who with me? Dominoes. Call me Hov or Hefe. Translation, I'm his. Least that's what my neck say. Least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Break it down for like 12 years. Ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team. Meets the spring team. And all our eyes twinning only means okay. One thing. You ain't fucking with the click.
break records of Louis, ate breakfast of Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival to un-American idols. When niggas in pairs, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant, and it might have been rented. You know white people get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blaming on a pigment, we live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where DC lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. He wasn't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a news crew's presence. See both swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays. So I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, they screaming like he's Elvis. But I just wanna design hotels and nail it. It's real, got me feeling Israelian. Like Bar, Raffaella, Giselle, no, that's Brazilian. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. Now as you look at my life, I guess he's talking backwards. What's wrong with my click? Ain't nobody fresher than my mom click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. And all these bad men, they want the, they want the, they want the.
Yo, what's going on? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Yo, I want to thank y'all for tuning into the show this today. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my girl Illuminati for coming on. You know what I'm saying? My co-host and everything. Like I said, y'all, we're going to be shutting down this week because I got to do a lot of moving. Fat Man got a lot of things going on. So we're moving location, moving to a different venue and things like that. So we will be back the first of March, the first week in March with the morning show, and I have a couple of new shows that's going to be on the WPHAT Broadcasting Network coming here out of Las Vegas, Nevada, so y'all look on Facebook for the advertisement and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? A big shout out to everybody, I want to thank y'all for tuning in, you know what I'm saying? My girl Jasmine, my girl Gina, the LVPPWs, big shout out to all my PPWs out there. Big shout out to everybody out there in New York, Albany, New York, you know what I'm saying? All my people overseas and everything like that, you know what I mean? Illa, you got any last words, sweetie?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Jay-Z and Kanye for marrying dumb and dirty, because Beyonce dumb as hell and Kim Kardashian a dirty hoe. You ever heard either one of them talk? You ever listen to Beyonce? I like to dance. Dancing is a very nice sport. I have a whole bunch of fun dancing. Jay-Z is the new Ike Turner. Give it 10 years. Eat the cake.
You say that's little Daryl's older sister and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, I like to dance. I like dancing too. You know what I'm saying? You my mama. Leave me alone.
Dumb and dirty. That's who they got with. And they say they niggas want submissive bitches. Well, them two niggas got them. That's all I'm going to say. Anybody don't like it, here's two glasses. Here's two. I don't give a fuck. And wipe it down with a whole glass and shut the hell up. You'll be all right.
All right, then, y'all. Time. Listen, we're gonna get up out of here, y'all. We are off tomorrow. I'm going to try and make it back Thursday. If y'all don't hear from me Thursday, y'all know to look for us the first of the month. You know what I'm saying? For Fat Man and Illuminati, you know what I'm saying? And for the Thick Nation, LVPPWs, and everybody else, Fat City Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? And all the BHMs, you know what I'm saying? One love, y'all, and we'll see y'all in a little bit. Peace.
Salute it.
And that's going so crazy. Oh, bro. Sometimes she be cool now. Sometimes she just tapping niggas shit. You know what I'm saying? She just tapping niggas shit sometimes.
one thing about her, that little motherfucker.
Scream, scream, scream.
Know how to fucking push. That push. Stay trying, nigga, ain't no. But you got some good push. Not like that baby mama push. That push. Always drama push. That push. I ain't cool sometimes. That baby mama push. Not like that baby mama push. That push. Baby mama push. That push. Unstrapped, done cut. That baby mama push. Not like that baby mama push. That push. Baby mama push. That push. Happy shit sometimes. That baby mama push. She wanna be happy shit always. Always with the fuck shit. She a handful always. Argue with her every day. Joke with her sometimes. She go to talking too crazy. Fuck that, ain't slack. Always got an attitude. Real slick ass mouth. Always assuming shit. Never know what you're talking about. I hang up on her ass quick. Cause I be cussed the ass out. That patient shit ain't got. I drop cash off. That motherfucker biting though. When it comes to that bad shit, that motherfucker got it though. I ain't gotta tell her shit, cause she already know. She know what a nigga like, and I know how to paint her though. Like that baby mama push. Know how to fucking push. Stay trying, nigga, ain't no. But you got some good push. Not like that baby mama push. Always drama push. I ain't cool sometimes. That baby mama push. Not like that baby mama push. Baby mama push. Unstrapped, done cut. That baby mama push. Not like that baby mama push. Baby mama push.
Shout it low, no drum. Lil' kids got 10 baby mamas. Chocolate, devil, krill, chihuahua. Yada, 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 and the list goes on. I tried to pull her out, she kept pulling me in. 9 months later, here we go again. Goddamn shout out, why so many? At that present time, I was Nino in my city. Nino in the hood, hoes naked at the base. I was getting money, small face, big face. Got 99 problems, and a bitch ain't one. I got 10 baby mama, try to take care of one.
Know how to fucking push. That push. Stay trying, nigga, ain't no. But you got some good push. Not like that baby mama push. That push. Always drama push. That push. I ain't cool sometimes. That baby mama push. Not like that baby mama push. That push. Baby mama push. That push. Unstrapped, done cut. That baby mama push. Not like that baby mama push. Baby mama push. I fuck hoes and dip, cause I don't like to kick it.